Well, the U.S. wants to censor your plain old opinions and make sure that it's not foreign misinformation. This is a new initiative from the U.S. State Department, and they said they will lead a coalition to counter disinformation with Canada and the U.K. through the Global Engagement Center. I'm going to call them the GEC for the rest of this segment. Now, take a look at this. Here's a recent statement from the State Department saying the U.K. and Canada, we're going to be working together on this foreign manipulation stuff, disinformation. It's a problem. Now, you would think that after the Twitter files, when the GEC was ousted as a propagator of misinformation, they made stuff up in order to deplatform people. They made up narratives about Iran, Russia, and China. But still, Twitter, Canada and the UK are like, yeah, we'll let you lead this one. You did a good job on those things, I guess. Now, the Global Engagement Center is the same organization that created misinformation about Russia and China and COVID and tried to deplatform normal people that went against the government narrative. With that in mind, here is a story from The Guardian today saying U.S. to lead global alliance to counter government disinformation. And here is what they say must be done from this special envoy, James Rubin. He says the GEC hopes to agree on definitions for information manipulation versus plain old opinions that other governments are entitled to have, even if we disagree with them. And they're going to join forces with the UK and Canada, and they're hoping to snag a couple other partners. Now, do you want the government to define things like this, right? What is a plain old opinion and what is a definition that's acceptable? Right there, my spidey sense goes off, right? Now, last year, we had two rounds of the Twitter files that pointed at the GEC as the baddies. They're the bad guys. They don't know how to root out disinformation. They label things they don't like as disinformation. That's pretty clear, but I'm going to show it to you anyway. Here was one from the first one from the Twitter files number 17. This came in March. In this document dump, we saw that the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab was funded by the GEC, and they wrote to Twitter with a list of people that they suspected were engaging in inauthentic behavior. Okay, it was inauthentic because they didn't like it, so they said if this person says anything pro-whatever, they must be state-funded from somebody else. Specifically, they were looking for Hindu nationalism. More broadly, don't you dare think nationalistically. If you're a Hindu, you must be a state actor. And only so many on this list had anything to do with it. Many were just ordinary Americans with no connection to India or no clue about Indian politics. They just took the liberty to make a spreadsheet of Twitter users they wanted Twitter to depopulate. They also had hundreds of Chinese, suspected Chinese accounts that they thought were foreign information. Many were connected to Iran that weren't. Now, Taibbi at the time said this about the GEC. He says they usually list themselves as a State Department entity, but they're not. They were created by Obama's last year, and the GEC is an interagency group within the State Department whose initial partners include the FBI, the DHS, the NSA, the CIA, DARPA, Special Operations Command, and others. So this is not just the State Department. So do not be fooled. This is all government agencies. And it's not just foreign. It's who is saying things that is against our narrative that we can label foreign, right? Then the GEC sent these reports to the media. So they had this long list of users that they said, we think these are probably bad guys. They sent the list to the media. And then in the Twitter files, we see the media following up with Twitter and saying, you're gonna deplatform these people, right? We have the list. These people are still active. What are you gonna do? So the media then doing the bidding of this government agency. Now, Taibbi said that the GEC passed some good information to Twitter, but mostly not. They used this report here called Russian Pillars of Disinformation and Propaganda, full of spurious associations, such as the fact that anyone who tweets anything critical of the US or slightly in favor of a narrative that could be favorable to Russia, China, or Iran is a foreign agent that should be deplatformed. Taibbi concludes that disinformation studies have mostly become a con where non-experts mesmerize reporters with what one former GEC staffer calls hairball charts. Take a look at this one. Hairball charts. So here is what he's saying, that, you know, basically it's just gobbledygook speak and reporters take it. And then if you look at this hairball chart, it's just saying, where do we have influence and who are the people where we don't have influence? And let's say that they're the bad guys, and then get the media to do our bidding by calling them the bad guys. And that, in fact, happened. In fact, last year, the Washington Examiner profiled a GEC-funded NGO in the UK that listed media outlets by risk, right? And so what they did was put money into the media outlets that were not high risk. In fact, the GEC obligated almost $100 million, of which roughly $80 million came from the Pentagon, and gave it to at least 39 different news organizations whose names were redacted. Here is the report. And in that report, we see this list of good dogs, basically. These are media organizations that they think are good that they then gave money to. So when you wonder, why is the media not more critical of these State Department narratives? Well, could that be why?
Yes, it could
wondering?
Be. Wondering? It could be why. I wonder.
Right. So all of that should prove to you that they are not a group that Canada and the UK might say, yeah, let's work with them. They're doing some good stuff. But that was only one of the Twitter files that mentioned the GEC. There was another earlier in January of 2023 called Twitter and the FBI belly button. Do you remember this?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, we talked about this. This round showed that GEC was able to get the media to bite on its narrative that certain published COVID concerns were Russian misinformation. Also, they were Chinese, also Iranian. Here are two headlines that just picked that up and went with it. Russia linked disinformation campaign fueling coronavirus alarm, U.S. says. Look at the date on that. February 22nd.
Russia linked disinformation campaign fueling coronavirus alarm.
So France 24 just went with this, right? Yes. Oh, okay. COVID alarm in February of 2020 was Russia linked. That didn't age well, right? And here was the narrative around that thousands of Russian linked social media accounts were spreading misinformation about the COVID pandemic. Here's another from Politico. State report, which we know as the GEC, Russian, Chinese, and Iranian disinformation narratives echo one another. This was about the U.S. having bioweapons and looking into the U.S. having perhaps any research around COVID in biolabs that were abroad. That report didn't age well. Here is when they said China, Iran, and Russia are using the coronavirus crisis to launch a propaganda and disinformation onslaught against the U.S., the State Department warns in a new report. That's all the GEC making all this stuff up. Now, in hindsight, that seems so laughable, given what we now know about the government and COVID. It didn't age well, but they felt comfortable making up these reports and sending them along. When Twitter was pushed to back up these assertions, they couldn't. When they said, these accounts, deplatform these, they must be Chinese or Russian, Twitter disputed that, and that's when politicians and the mainstream media let the dogs out on Twitter. Senator Mark Warner held a press conference saying that Twitter was inadequate. Twitter executives were warning one another that Warner was taking his cues from Hillary Clinton, who also did the same thing. She's, again, accused Facebook, Twitter, and Google of enabling Russian agents. Where did she get that? From the GEC. So now that we remind ourselves all that these bad guys were up to, basically telling lies, getting social media to do their bidding, and then making up more lies, do we want them to head up this new global disinformation project? I do not, because a lot of times that just means censorship of legitimate questions. But here's what they say they're gonna do anyway. This week, this is from James Rubin, the special envoy for the GEC. He says, we wanna promote more fact-based information. Okay, but at the same time, they want to label that information operations that are generated by the Chinese government or the Kremlin, but to which they don't admit. He said, in the end, this is all I know I can do right now without interfering with a free press. We're not asking for such covert disinformation to be taken down, but a way to be found for the source to be labeled, such as, he says, an example is that the U.S. has bioweapons in Ukraine, which Victoria Nuland admitted that we do, right? We've seen it in other, the piece I did about Alexei Navalny, we know that they have Novichok in Ukraine, the United States
what
does.
What is Novichok?
Novichok is the nerve agent that they say poisoned Alexei Navalny, but
one
we're never able
it.
To
yeah.
prove.
We're never able to prove it. One drop of it could kill an elephant.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And if it's in the room, you have to be in full protective gear. You can get it through your skin or through inhaling it. Now, we know the United States has it, and they have it abroad. So Russia and China don't have to do very much to say that for that to be true. So anyway, that's some of the things that this guy's like, well, we can't just let them say that stuff. Even though I'm here, I'm not a Russian agent or a Chinese agent or a Persian agent. I'm no agent of any kind. And
you're a secret agent.
Not secret that secret.
No.
I'm here on YouTube.
No,
we're live.
Secret agent. You're the loudest person. Like if you're going to try to sneak into someplace, like you're,
I wouldn't.
No,
I'm not covert.
Not stealthy at all. She
right.
knocks over things and yeah.
Where was I? Now, interestingly enough, The Guardian, when they covered this, did not provide any context about the disinformation that the GEC has been guilty of. Instead, it just quotes Rubin saying he knows he can't really legitimately do that. He can't like track people. He can't get them to take, you know, any accounts down because what they don't say is because it's being litigated in the Supreme Court right now. And that was fun. And we're not supposed to do it anymore. And now all of this tracks with what former State Department whistleblower Michael Benz said on Tucker Carlson's show last week. He said that the U.S. built spying tools and censorship techniques to use against foreign players. But after Russiagate collapsed and Trump fired all these guys, they got together and essentially have turned these misinformation tools against the American people. Watch.
It was only after Russiagate died in July 2019, when Robert Mueller basically choked on the stand for 3 hours and revealed he had absolutely nothing after 2.5 years of investigation, that the foreign to domestic switcheroo took place, where they took all of this censorship architecture spanning DHS, the FBI, the CIA, the DOD, the DOJ, and then the thousands of government-funded NGO and private sector mercenary firms were all basically transited from a foreign focus, from a foreign predicate, a Russian disinformation predicate, to a democracy predicate by saying that disinformation is not just a threat when it comes from the Russians, it's actually an intrinsic threat to democracy itself.
Okay. So given that we know all of this, this does seem to be playing out before our very eyes. I'm inclined to tell my local representative to defund the GEC. I don't think the State Department should be up to this at all and not working inside other intergovernment agencies to do this. I think it's bad news. Why did Canada and the UK not get the memo? Do they want to work with them despite this or because of this? Let me know what you think of this in the chat.
Yeah, thank you so much. And do us a big favor, because we have, because of our content over the past couple of weeks here, this platform has been suppressing our content. This has been verified. And one way we can actually, you can help us out is just by pressing the like button, actually. Because while we're live, when you hit the like button, it actually pushes our show out into more, so more people see it. And that happens specifically on YouTube. And this is something that I don't think they're fully aware of, actually, because it actually does work. So when you guys do hit the like button, you're going to hopefully see a few thousand more people come join us here. It's a crazy thing. But anyway, if you do it, it really does help to push this information out to a larger audience. We are not CNN. We are not paid for by billionaires. And when we cover big stories that are very, very important, like free speech, it's amazing how few views then YouTube provides for that content, because they do not want you to know about this content. So thank you guys so much for smashing that like button on Rumble. Rumble, you guys are amazing. That platform is free speech, but you know what I'm talking about over on YouTube. So please hit that like button.
There are certain pieces we did last week that we thought were really big stories that didn't perform the way we had hoped. And so, of course, we take responsibility and we think, could we have done that better? But certain headlines with a certain person who rhymes with massage, just didn't get out there in the way that we had hoped.
We've spoken to other journalists on this exact issue, and this is apparently a very big problem. So, you're not allowed to talk about that, I guess. Unbelievable.
I don't think it really does rhyme with massage.
No, it doesn't rhyme with massage.
But you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't a good rhyme.
We don't need to say it because this is literally what happens, and then they just block us. It's unbelievable.
This is
the United States right now. Like, this is supposed to be the land of the free, freedom of the press. These big tech companies that are in cahoots with the intelligence community, it's destroying our country. It absolutely is destroying our country. So,
we used to make fun of like what happened in China with the censorship all the time. Like, that was a narrative. Like, we don't want to end up like China, and now we're basically worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or right on par. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, maybe actually worse because they're absolutely ruining people's lives.
I mean, it's the mainstream media that tells us that we have it better than China. I don't trust them at all, so I don't know what it's actually like in China. It's crappy for us, so let's do all we can to work around it.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.